Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. Are local and county municipal governments facing a budget crisis? Many budget officers are starting to sound the alarm about financial concerns from lower tax revenues and consistent spending due to COVID-19. Will the federal government step in with resources to help county and local governments and even the state government? John Hood, give us your forecast.
Yes, I think that Congress will end up enacting a bill that has some economic relief type elements and a state local government relief element. Most of state government, local governments, universities, they're all expecting federal dollars. So they're going to be rather shocked if they don't get it, and it's going to have a significant effect on their ability to cope with the crisis. But the federal dollars will not paper over the entire hole. At the state level, it's billions. At the local level, collectively, it's billions of dollars. And there are going to have to be some cuts. The far-seeking county managers, city managers, planners in government, they're already trying to determine how to do significant reductions in operating expense, 10%, maybe more.
Chris, what's the best public policy way to address these shortfalls from COVID-19? Even if we do get federal stimulus money, John's right, many local governments still are going to have big holes.
Well, absolutely. And I think John is right. I think there will be some federal legislation that will help the state and local government. I think the state is going to have to step up. You know, we always say on here, local governments are a creation of the state, of the state legislature. Ultimately, the state is responsible for the people and the local governments. I think there will be some cost cutting. I think there has to be some creative approaches. I think we're going to, this could, I hope, spawn a whole new look at how we do things like build schools. Do we need to help local governments more? Or renovate schools in a lot of areas where they don't need new ones. They have old ones falling down. We've long talked on NC Spin about the deteriorating wastewater treatment plants, which are one disaster away in many communities. They're 30 years old. They need help. I think we're going to have to borrow some money when we get out of this pandemic. I think we're going to have to do a lot of things in the medium term. The question is, what do we do immediately? I do think it's a combination of federal money, state money, and local governments tightening their belt. That's the only answer.
John Hood, enterprise funds for many local governments are in crisis mode, in particular in several municipalities in eastern North Carolina. Elizabeth City, for instance, is one of those municipalities. The state treasurer has been sounding the alarm on his concerns about utility funds. Is there any recipe there to help these folks?
If you're going to help people who have lost their jobs or can't afford their utility payments, you can't do it by simply not collecting the revenue for the local government. That's not the right answer. You could subsidize them in some other way if you have to do that. But enterprise funds are real things. We're not going to get rid of them. I don't think we're going to fund operations like water systems out of the general fund perpetually. It's going to be enterprise funds. That's actually the direction transportation is moving, and I think that is good. But that means that if you're going to subsidize people who need relief, the answer is not to suspend their payments to their service providers. It's some other route, direct route.
Chris, what are customers who are late on paying Duke Energy or Dominion Energy? What type of assistance is out there? Is there any type of coordinated effort to help people who are having a hard time paying their utility bill?
Well, good question. I'm not aware of the entirety of it. There used to be the Emergency Assistance Fund that the legislature that the state had that local governments could use. I'm not sure of the status or the funding of that. And when John raises it, if you're going to help people, I don't think it's a question. We have to. We have millions of people, literally, who are out of work through no fault of their own. Some of them can go back to work. A lot of them can't. Their unemployment benefits are among the lowest in the country in North Carolina. They recently lost their additional federal plan. Their businesses got help for a while from the federal government. That has gone away largely. So there's no question that we have to help you. We can't have people electricity's turned off and their water turned off during this pandemic. So I don't disagree that it's a bad way to do it just to say don't pay. So the state and federal government, I think, have to step in, and local government has to figure out a way to take a hit too until we can get to the other side of this thing.
Chris and John, thank you for your input, and thank you for watching the Afterspin. More video all during the week on ncspin.com.